Little Phils will be here any minute.
Well, how do I look?
Oh, you look wonderful, dear.
Oh, fine. How can I look wonderful? I have on an old house dress and haven't even done my hair.
Well, why not?
Well, I thought maybe if I didn't look too good, it would help things along when you asked Mr. Littlefield for that raise tonight.
Now, Lucy?
Maybe I ought to suck in my cheeks so he'll think we don't get enough to eat.
Now, you listen to me, honey. Look, I don't want you to try any of your crazy stunts tonight.
Honey, you promised me you were going to ask him for a raise.
I will, I will. I just don't want you to go pushing me into it.
Ricky, if you're afraid to ask for a raise, you're never going to get it.
I'm not afraid. I'll do it.
Well, what are you going to say? Let's rehearse.
Rehearse?
Sure, you can't leave a thing like this to chance. Now, look, I'll pretend I'm Mr. Littlefield, and you pretend you're you. Now, we finished dinner. Mr. Littlefield is full of food. He's leaning back, weak, bloated, and vulnerable.
Ricardo, my boy, your wife sure is a good cook.
Go ahead, Ricky. Here's where you speak up.
Mr. Littlefield?
Oh, yes, my boy. What's on your mind?
I was wondering...
Yes?
You couldn't give me any more money next year, could you?
Well, that ought to sweep him off his feet.
Well, honey, if he wants to give me a raise, that'll do it.
Honey, nobody ever wants to give anybody a raise. You have to demand it. Now, look, you be Mr. Littlefield and I'll be you. Go ahead, sit down. You're Mr. Littlefield.
All right. Oh, my boy, that was a good meal.
Well, Mr. Littlefield, I want to talk to you about my new contract. How much of a raise am I getting?
How much?
Yes, how much? You know, Mr. Littlefield, I have to decide whether to stay with you or accept one of my many other offers.
I don't have any other offers.
Oh, well, honey, I know that, but Mr. Littlefield doesn't know it. Now, put yourself in his place. Think. How would you react, honestly? Well, Mr. Littlefield, are you going to top those other offers or do I quit? What do you say?
Don't quit, my boy. I'll give you the raise.
See?
Hey, I got the raise. How do you know?
How about that? Yeah. I just hope that Littlefield sees things that logically.
Don't worry, he'll see things that logically. Come on, let's go into the parlor and wait for the fly.
Oh, that was a wonderful dinner. Your wife certainly knows how to cook, Ricky.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Phoebe, I want you to get Mrs. Ricardo's recipe for that cheesecake. It was delicious.
Yes, Alvin. I'd love it, Lucy, if you'll give it to me.
Oh, I'd be glad to. I'll write it out before you leave.
Did you say something?
No. No, but Ricky has something to ask you, don't you, dear?
Oh, no, not really. It can wait.
No, go ahead, dear.
Oh, yes, Ricky. What is it?
Well, Mr. Littlefield?
Yeah?
Mr. Littlefield, you and I are going to have a talk very soon about my new contract. And there's one thing I have to know. And I have to know it right away.
What's that?
You couldn't give me any more money next year.
Well, as a matter of fact, Ricky, I've been thinking over the idea of giving you a raise.
Yes?
And my boy, it's out of the question. Well, the nightclub business isn't what it used to be. Taxes have come up, things are more expensive. So you can see that I'm in no position to give you any more money.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. It's out of the question, yes, sir. You want any more coffee, Mrs. Lippin?
Ricky, I guess you're just going to have to accept one of those other offers, then.
Other Offers?
Yes, Ricky wasn't going to say anything. He's so loyal, you know. But other clubs have been clamoring for him.
Really?
Oh, I will say that they're...
Just the other day, a club owner called, I won't mention any names, and offered Ricky twice as much money as you're paying him.
It wasn't twice as much.
Oh, no, no, that's right. It was three times as much. But Ricky said, no, 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 if it's at all possible, I want to stay with good old Mr. Littlefield. Didn't you, Ricky?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. My sack worse.
His sack worse.
Well, that's very flattering.
Well, you understand, Mr. Littlefield. I don't want to leave. I want to stay right where I am. I don't want to go anyplace, you know. I'm happy there. But the people, they're offering me so much money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, you know.
I see your problem. How many such offers have you had?
Four.
12. I got 8 more this morning.
Well, Mr. Littlefield?
Oh, this is a very difficult decision. Very difficult, very difficult. You've been wonderful for the Tropicana. We have a fine personal relationship.
Yes?
I can't stand in your way, my boy. Take one of those other offers. Onward and upward, and you'll get to the top of the heap.
But, Mr. Littlefield, you don't understand. If you don't give Ricky that raise, you'll lose him. He'll quit.
I understand perfectly.
Oh, you do? We'll give him one more chance, dear. Mr. Littlefield, are you sure you don't want to change your mind and snap him up before it's too late?
No.
No?
No?
No. N-O.
All right. I quit. K-W-I-T.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. I don't think you're going to get my recipe for cheesecake either. Lucy,
what?
What's the meaning of this?
What?
This ad in the paper says that Xavier Valdez and his orchestra are opening at the Tropicana Club Thursday night. Isn't Ricky there anymore?
No, thanks to a certain big-mouth redhead.
What are you talking about? Well, the other night, Ricky told Mr. Littlefield that he had to have a raise or he'd quit, and I egged him onto it.
And?
That was some of the rottenest egging I ever did.
Oh, Lucy, how's Ricky taking it?
Just terrible. He's done nothing but mope around the house for 2 days. Won't even get out of his pajamas.
Hi, Ethel.
Hi. Hi, Ricky. I'll get your breakfast.
No, thank you. Thank you. I want to get downtown.
Oh, that's the spirit, Ricky. Don't let this get you down. Get out and fight. You'll be bringing home a check again any day now.
That's right. I'm on my way to the unemployment office right now.
Well, how does it feel to be married to an old Sabine?
An old Sabine?
He means a has-ran. Gee, it's pitiful, Ethel. I gotta do something about getting his job back.
Well, maybe this Xavier Valdez won't work out, and Mr. Littlefield will be forced to ask Ricky to come back again.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if nobody showed up for Xavier's opening? It'd take a miracle, though.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
I feel a miracle coming on.
What do you mean?
Listen. There are 75 tables at the Tropicana. What if I called as 75 different people and made 75 reservations, and then at the last minute got 75 headaches and couldn't make it?
Hey, that might work out.
Sure, the place would be empty. I'm going to call the Tropicana right now.
Tropicana Club?
Hello, this is Mrs. Worthington Proudfoot. I'd like to make a reservation for Thursday evening.
Oh, fine, Mrs. Proudfoot. You are our first reservation.
Oh, how charming. Charming, yes. I'd like a table for 8, please. Yes. Yes, you're welcome.
It works! Who'll I be now? Say, listen, Ethel, why don't you go down and make reservations on your phone? That way we'll tie up the line and nobody else will be able to get a table.
That's a good idea.
Okay. I think I'll be a celebrity this time.
I'll check with you later.
Okay, honey.
Hello, Tropicana, darling. I like a reservation for Thursday, darling. Yes, I like one of those darling little tables underneath those darling little palm trees, darling.
Goodbye, Cicero. Hello, Tropicana. Yes, we have a nice table for two. De la Choppa. Thank you, thank you. Hello, Tropicana. Yes, Mrs. Thompson. Just 1 minute, please. Hello, Mrs. Bennett? Yes, would you wait? Hold on for a second, please. Yes, Mrs. Thompson. All right, Mrs. Bennett, all right, all right. Now, that's right, that's 4 at 8. 8 at 10. 10 at... Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit. I'm very sorry, I'm... No, I didn't mean you, Mrs. Oh, mon Dieu, quelle aventure, quelle aventure. Thank you very much. We'll be delighted to see you. Goodbye.
Well, how's everything going, Maurice?
It's amazing, Mr. Littlefield. We opened the book for reservation 2 hours ago, and we are completely, completely sold out.
Splendid, splendid.
You know, I cannot understand it. This is the first time this has happened in the history of the club.
It's quite clear to me. I finally hired someone with talent.
Oh, no. Hello, Tropicana Club? No, I'm very, very sorry. We are all booked out. We are completely sold out. Yes, yes. But it's impossible, madame. That's impossible.
Oh, well, are you sure that you don't have just one little table for Scarlet Culpepper? Oh, well, I am sorry. Is that so? Well, I declare. Well, bye now. Woof!
Oh, brother. I can't make one more phone call. My finger's all worn down to a nub.
You won't have to. They're all sold out.
Good.
Harry and Bess Truman got the last table. Hey, this will make Ricky look pretty good, huh, Fred?
Well, I don't know if it'll make Ricky look good, but it'll certainly make the other guy look bad.
Hey, that's right, Ethel. We have to make Mr. Littlefield realize that those people aren't showing up because Ricky Ricardo isn't there.
Oh, yeah. How?
Gee, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to go in and sit down at the table and then everybody get up and walk out and we find out Ricky isn't playing there.
Oh, no. We'd be recognized.
Well, not necessarily. Depends on how we're fixed up.
Sure, we could all be disguised.
Yeah.
But, Lucy, one table of people walking out isn't going to mean anything.
Well, maybe we could go out and come back again a couple of times or something.
How?
Well?
Wait a minute.
What?
I got a pal that's a quick change artist.
Hal King.
Yeah, and I'll bet he let us borrow all his trick wardrobe.
Well, call him up. What are you waiting for? Come on.
All set?
Yes, sir. Everything is fine.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. In a few moments, this room will be filled with 300 jolly, fun-seeking, money-spending revelers.
Yes. They're beginning to arrive.
Good evening.
You have a reservation?
Mrs. Worthington Proudfoot and party.
Oh, yes, yes, table 29.
29, yes, yes, yes.
This way, please.
Charming place. They've changed the decor here.
Is satisfactory?
Oh, yes, everything's fine, thank you. You know, my dear, you're going to be very impressed with this chap, Ricky Ricardo. Very remarkable chap, Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, I'm sorry, madame.
What about?
Ricky... Yes, Ricky Ricardo is not here anymore. Oh, but we have that world-famous entertainer, Xavier Valdez.
No, Ricky Ricardo.
But we only came here to hear Ricky Ricardo.
Certainly.
Well, if the Ricardo chap isn't here, we may as well pop off.
Indeed.
Please, wait. You'll enjoy Xavier Valdez. He's a lot more clever than Ricky Ricardo.
Please! No one is more clever than Ricky Ricardo, peasant.
Was that one group over there, but they walked out.
Yes, yes, I know, I know.
Good evening.
Mrs. Miriam Chumley and Porte.
Oh, certainly. Table 27.
27, yes, hello.
This way, please.
Right-o.
Hiya.
Good evening.
The rest of my party ain't here yet.
Do you have a reservation?
Of course I have a reservation. 17 people, that's all. McGillicuddy. Miss McGillicuddy.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes. Maurice. Yes. Miss McGillicuddy's table, number 11.
Oh,
the rest
yes.
of her party will be here shortly.
This way, please, Miss McGillicuddy.
Hi, Maury.
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine.
This is your table.
I guess I'm a little early. You know, this is my favorite club. You always put on a good show here. I always say that. I always tell everybody that. You should hear me. I always say, you never get let down if you go and see Ricky Ricardo. That's what I always say.
Oh, but Ricky Ricardo is not here anymore.
Ricky Ricardo ain't here no more. Well, I'm getting out of this crummy dump.
Oh, but if you please me to just...
Please, save your breath.
I beg your pardon. Did I hear you say that Ricky Ricardo isn't here anymore?
Yeah, how do you like that?
Well, I don't like it at all.
Neither do
please,
I.
Please,
I
think please, it's please, terrible. I assure you, if you stay, you won't be disappointed.
Ha! My good man, is Ricky Ricardo appearing here tonight or not?
Well, no.
That's but... all? Let me use your telephone.
Please, Mrs. Chumley, no. If you just...
Say, Buster, who's the stoop that let Ricky Ricardo slip through his fingers? You?
Well, yes.
Oh, brother.
Hello, Mary. This is Miriam. I just called to tell you not to bother to come to the Tropicana Club tonight. Ricky Ricardo isn't appearing here anymore. Yes, I knew you'd want to know.
Oh, no, no, please, please.
Cancel Mrs. Ackerman's reservation.
But Mrs. Ackerman has a reservation for 30 people.
I know.
That a girl, Crumley. Here we go, up and at him.
Oh, but ladies, ladies.
You are jolly well as stupid, you know.
Thank you.
Now, do not worry, Mr. Littlefield. After all, they look rather strange.
Maybe they did look strange, but they were paying customers.
Hello.
Ah, I... Oh, it's you.
What's the matter, Alvin? Well, where is everybody?
They're all out washing their hands.
Isn't this opening night? Aren't you sold out? What happened? For
heaven's sake, please stop asking so many questions, Phoebe. Here, sit down. Pretend you're enjoying yourself. Well, at least smile. Oh. Good evening. Do you have a reservation?
Oh, of course we have a reservation. Don't we have a reservation? We have...
Oh, dear! Hazel, look!
Oh, Countess Bublitschke, Ricky Ricardo isn't playing here tonight.
Ricky Ricardo is not here anymore?
Well, Mr. Ricardo finished his engagement here.
Well, where is he playing? We'll go there.
Yes!
Well, that does it. Maurice, get Ricky Ricardo on the phone. If I don't get him back, I'll go bankrupt.
That's a very smart move, my man. Yeah. When you get Ricky Ricardo back here, we'll be back again. Bye. Come, girls.
Gee, I wish Ricky had come home or phone or something.
Didn't his note say he'd phone?
No, it just says... It says Mr. Littlefield called and wanted to talk to me. I think he wants to hire me back. Here he is.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Littlefield.
Hi, honey.
How's everybody?
We got your note. What happened?
Oh, Lucy, you should have seen what happened.
No kidding.
Listen, I went down to the Tropicana.
Yeah?
And there wasn't one single solitary soul in the place.
No.
And not only that, but Maurice told me that the few people that came in, as soon as they found out that I wasn't there, out they went.
Fantastic. My goodness.
Boy. Well, I guess I didn't realize how popular I am.
Now, what did Mr. Littlefield say? Does he want you back?
Does he want me back? I'll say he does.
No.
He offered me twice as much money as I was getting before.
Really? When do you start?
I don't.
You don't? What do you mean?
Well, why should I work for him? If I'm that popular, I can ride my own ticket any place in town.
Mr. Littlefield was played by Gail Gordon, Mrs. Littlefield by Edith Meiser, and William was played by Maurice Marsac. Desilu Production.